Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Caper Captains! Hello, welcome to episode 7 of Caper Captains with myself and Dark Place Robert.
Hello.
You've grown used to that name now, right? You love it.
I mean, I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Oh no.
People aren't going to listen. Nobody's going to listen to the other podcast that I've done. They're just like, Dark Place Robert. Is Robert okay?
That's true. I'm assuming that everyone has listened to both. Otherwise, it's just like, why is this person in the dark place, you know? Well, Robert, the reason we're doing this little mini episode is because you read your first Agatha Christie book.
Yes. So this was the first time I've seen this character, Poirot?
Poirot.
Poirot, thank you.
Yeah, cool.
So I've seen this character, Poirot. I've seen him floating about the place, never quite understood where he came from or the source material that he come from in the media. And this is the first time I was actually surprised. I didn't expect him to be in this book. It's written from the point of, we actually have to introduce the book as well.
The book is The ABC Murders, 1936, I think.
Just take your word on that one. So it's written from the point of view of Arthur Hastings, but he's visiting his friend in London, Poirot, and yeah, so it's quite interesting.
Hastings is the Watson to Poirot, essentially. Hastings is in not all, but about maybe even about half of the Poirots, but he serves as this kind of assistant stroke, you know, he's not really as good as Poirot, but he thinks he is, and he always provides the sometimes you're seeing it from his perspective. He provides perspective a lot of the time.
You definitely get that feeling from this book, and that I guess that makes this book quite interesting, because this is the first time they actually pair up. They say that normally they've, you know, meet up and just talk about stories or cases that they've solved independently, but this is the first time they work together.
Yeah, and this one's actually kind of completely written then from Hastings' perspective, which is interesting. I'm going to ask your general opinion on the book, because, well, let me put it this way. This is the Poirot that came in between Murder on the Orient Express and Death on the Nile. Now, those are two very famous, huge Poirot that have just had movies recently. You know, Death on the Nile's just come out, and a year or two ago, Orient Express came out. And I guess this one that came in between, you know, wasn't chosen for the new film. This one said never will be, but I suppose it just, you know, it makes me think, is this one good or is it irrelevant given that it came out in between two much more famous ones, you know? What did you think of the book?
I actually was surprised by how much I liked it. There was a lot of insights and there was a lot of questions that were raised, a lot of discussions that I just didn't expect from that time period, that I guess is my own prejudice, I guess. But it was actually really, really interesting. And just certain character traits, like Poirot is, he's just fascinating. He's actually just a compelling character. There's one stage, everybody else is, they're rushing around and they're like, quick, we have to make it over to a particular place before a murder takes place. And he's like, no, just make sure you fold my clothes, please. You know, you're just chucking everything into a bag. There is no call for this. I know somebody's life is at stake, but there is no sense in, you know, taking out on fashion. And even his mustache, the pride that he takes in his mustache is also covered in the book. I actually just really enjoyed his character.
Yeah, I love Poirot, and I love just his strictness with those details, I suppose, like you mentioned. But that is what informs him as a detective then. That carefulness with small details is what gives you the clue to a case often. So his personality is actually perfect for, you know, being a detective.
Hmm. I guess that's, I was talking about my Pride and Prejudice there. I didn't expect them to go so deep into some discussions, but it does come from that time period where it was very jolly. Like, I watched the play Mousetrap, and it was like, even though they were dealing with murders, there's still that sense of like, we can be, you know, stiff upper lip British and chip chip, mm-hmm. tally-ho. And they can just be quite like jovial about, they're even discussing if the ABC murders, they're all linked to people's names. And they're talking about how far into the alphabet are they going to actually be able to catch a serial killer. And they're talking about, you know, they're going to really struggle when they hit W. and things like that. So that's where some of the conversations go. So to have that contrast into other conversations about the difference between a serial killer and a murderer by passion, which is worse. And I actually was quite interested in that discussion. But yeah. Anyway, I haven't even talked about the book. I'm so far just talking about all the background stuff.
Before you talk about the book, I'll just mention briefly, just for the sake of honesty, you know, I have read this book. It was the first Poirot that I ever read, and that was many years ago now, you know, so I remember vaguely that it's something to do with the ABC guide and they use the names, but that's really all I remember. So give us a flavor of what actually happens in this book.
Okay, so a letter has been sent as far as Poirot. Please, anytime I mispronounce his name, just, you know, correct me on that. But a letter has been sent to him. It's been typed out by a typewriter, and it is just detailing that a murder is going to take place. And it's signed by on a particular date, and it's signed ABC. A murder does take place in Andover, and the victim is Alice Asher. It's just treated as a normal murder. There's no real indication that there's anything out of place. There's one particular very abusive character. I think it's her husband that goes by the name of, I have lost the name actually, but her husband is quite abusive. He would have been the lead suspect in the murder investigation, mm-hmm. except that at the scene of the crime, there was an ABC rail guide left behind that would have indicated that the murder took place as predicted by the letter that Poirot received, and that the ABC rail was left behind. So suddenly they're dealing with a serial killer, and there's no rhyme nor reason.
So the letter goes to Poirot, not the police.
Yes, right. So that's and also an incredibly important piece of information there. Anyway, so after that particular murder, Poirot receives another letter that said he's quite disappointed that he's still at large. You now need to, the next murder is going to take place at this particular date. And good luck. They know that this murder is going to take place in Bexhill. So they're waiting for the day before they start investigating, except that it happened at 3 hours of the morning. So that it happened about 1 a.m. So very, very early on. They didn't really have a chance to stop the murder. But the victim is now Betty Barnard.
Okay, so these are, the place begins with the letter and the person's first and surname?
Yes, so there's those three letters.
What are they going to do with Alice Asher?
Apparently they have no intention because it's the ABC murder. In this particular murder, it was down by the beach, and they found the ABC rail underneath the body. They start to investigate around. They ask her sister, her parents, various characters. I've got the list of names in front of me. I'll go through those in just a minute. But then the final murder is Sir Carmichael Clark, a wealthy man who was killed in Churston. Poirot has gathered together a legion of relatives of the deceased, who include, let me see this list, Franklin Clark, Sir Carmichael's brother, Mary Drower, Asher's niece, Donald Fraser, Betty's fiance, Megan Bernard, Betty's elder sister, and Thora Gray, Sir Mike, Carmichael's young assistant. They do find a link between all three murders, that on the day of the murder there was a traveling silk stock salesman who suffered from epileptic episodes by the name of Alexander Bonaparte Cust. And so that's the only real thing that's linking all three murders. Okay. I think I'll leave it there.
Yeah, that's tricky because I suppose it seems if you've got a suspect that's, you know, the husband of the one lady or whatever, someone who's only linked to one of them would have no reason to kill the others, I suppose. So it does make me feel like you're looking for someone who I suppose is actually linked with them all. So is it only three murders then? Is it A, B, and C? It doesn't go through the alphabet further.
No. Oh, quite an important piece of information about the third murder was that it was misaddressed. So the first two murders, they had a heads up and they knew the date and the place that it was going to take place. But the third address or the third letter had the wrong address on it. So by the time they actually received the letter, it was actually the day after the murder.
Right. Okay. That's curious. And is our old friend Inspector Japp in this one?
Inspector Japp is Scotland Yard.
Gentleman. Yeah, he's not really important, but he pops up in a lot of the Poirot's. He's his old kind of his old chum.
We've also got Inspector Croom.
I think he might be just in this one. Doesn't ring a bell. Okay, so I suppose we've got to figure out who done it now.
I think I have given enough detail.
I'm going to say it's the salesman. I mean, that's the only the one person he's the one person who is the link between them all, right?
Yes, yeah. He is a link between all of them. I'm not saying yes, he is the murderer.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Don't tell me, but that's my guess is that it has to be the person that's a link between them all. But if anyone wants to find out who it was, I guess go and read the ABC murders. Okay, cool. Don't tell me if I'm right or not, but that's my guess. I think there's got to be a link between the three killings, unless I get the Christie loves her twist, so she'll probably throw in that they were all related or that one of them used to be someone's lover or goodness knows what, and then they'll all be linked by inextricable means that you would never have known until it's solved at the end. But overall, you're happy with the book?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was bizarre. I don't think there's anything being released at the moment that's comparable to it. It's certainly got its own niche.
Yeah.
There is nothing like it that I've read so far.
Okay. I mean, she's the queen of crime. I suppose there are a few other crime authors, but no one's really quite doing what Agatha Christie does, I think, you know.
That's the thing. I feel like other crime authors, like I read other crime books and I quite enjoy them. I feel like it's a bit of a guilty pleasure, but they always take themselves far too seriously. This there was murders going on, but, you know, just being able to slow down the pace. And I still laugh thinking about that scene with Hastings trying to pack Poirot's stuff and Poirot saying, God damn it, fold it. Fold my clothes.
Yes, I love Poirot. Okay, well, I think do you have anything else you want to add, or is that us done?
I think that's us done.
All right. Would you read another Agatha Christie in the future, do you think?
There's one particular, like her outstanding one is, you didn't have it to lend out, but there is her greatest book. What was her best work?
And Then They Were None. But we did have that. That's the one that actually we did last time with Alex. Alex read it. You can read that if you want. I can lend it to you. And the best thing is we've already done an episode on it, so you wouldn't even need to record one.
Oh, very good. I'm safe.
It's the safe book to borrow.
Yeah, I think I would read that one. But I would love to read more about Poirot, actually.
Okay. I can lend you a wealth of Poirots next time I see you.
Actually, do you know what I would love to read is, I've never read this, and somebody's going to, you know, shock awe, but I've never read any Sherlock stuff. So I should probably read that to compare.
Yeah, you know, I only read a little bit myself. I haven't read a lot of Sherlock Holmes. Maybe one or two, The Hound of the Baskervilles, I think I read. You know, I didn't really like it as much, or I didn't see the appeal as much. I think Poirot was a bit as you say, it's got that fun atmosphere to it that I thought was missing with Sherlock, but it is one that I think Sherlock Holmes deserves a little bit more of my attention than I've given it. And I really should read a little bit more before making a fair comparison. But I think apart from one or two novels, I mean, I might be wrong on this. I think a lot of Sherlock stuff is short stories as well. And there are Poirot short stories, by the way, but I don't really care for short stories that much. You know, I do care for proper novel treatments. So I'll actually have a look. And I think you've raised a fair point. I would maybe need to read a bit more Sherlock and do some comparisons myself, actually.
I just want to make sure that I've just made the claim that there's nothing out there like Agatha Christie. Because other crime novels, they just take themselves far too seriously. I would love to be able to read Sherlock Holmes and just compare as like, oh no, good, Sherlock takes himself too seriously too.
Yeah, I might get you on a Miss Marple sometime. Miss Marple's Agatha Christie's other, so she's got several detectives, but the two famous ones are Poirot and Miss Marple. They're the two that you would have seen on TV as a kid and things, you know, really dodgy looking versions. Miss Marple's the polar opposite of Poirot. So that would be... That's an interesting take. But anyway, I think we'll leave it there for today. Thank you very much. All right, so. Everyone, have a sleuthing day.
Really enjoyed myself. Thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.